President Obama has come in for a lot of criticism for not attending the Solidarity rally in Paris that followed the terrible murders of journalists, policemen, and other innocent French men and women by French terrorists. By not being seen arm in arm with other world leaders, the president's critics say he showed disrespect for the French and that he damaged U.S. leadership. I feel that this criticism is unfounded. To begin with, I simply don't believe the Secret Service would have allowed President Obama to appear in front of hundreds of thousands of people in Paris with just 2 days of preparation, especially not when some of the terrorists were still on the loose. I've worked with the Secret Service in arranging security at 2 dinners for a former president. Even though the dinners were held in a secure location with little public exposure for the president, the security preparations took place over a number of days and included attention to scores of details. Second, because of the lack of clarity of the rally's purpose, the attendance of the president or that of a cabinet member could easily have been seen as U.S. support for the satirical French weekly Charlie Hebdo's cartoons, which were deeply offensive to Muslims all over the world, at a time when America is trying very hard to demonstrate that its unending wars in Muslim countries are aimed at terrorists, not at Islam or Muslims. I can easily see the debate swinging against attendance for strategic reasons. Which brings me to my third point, the ongoing nuclear negotiations with Iran, which are now at a critical go-no-go stage. Iran's official position on the French murders is that these acts can never be justified and are, in fact, against the tenets of Islam. But Iran has also made it clear that it does not condone the controversial and provocative depiction of Prophet Muhammad that Charlie Hebdo regularly printed. Given the lack of clarity about the Paris rally's purpose, and given that successfully concluding an agreement with Iran is a vital U.S. national interest, I can easily see the president's national security team advising that he not attend. I do wish the president and his advisors had been more sensitive to the public relations fallout from his non-attendance. Although the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs and the American ambassador to France were in attendance, perhaps the inclusion of someone with a higher profile might have been more appropriate. That is a fair criticism, but non-attendance by the president is not.